Okay, we're here with Coach Chris Conley from Sweet Springs, who had a tough game tonight against Windsor, lost 30-38. Coach, what made the difference for you guys tonight?
Well, it was an offensive football game. You know, we both teams played a tough-nosed football game, and you know, a lot of hitting. There's only one turnover and one punt. You know, so offenses just got out from each other, and it was an exciting game to coach. But the biggest difference in the game, man, was. Windsor ended up making more plays than us on third and fourth downs, you know. Third and long, fourth and long. They ended up making a few more plays when we did. It was a good football game.
Yeah, sounds like it was a really close one. Even with the loss, who were some players tonight that did things that you liked?
Oh, well, you know, I want to give a shout-out to our whole offensive line. You know, those guys, Windsor threw a lot of different fronts at us trying to move the football, and they handled it extremely well. And they're not a big offensive line, but they're a tough offensive line and a smart offensive line, and so they played outstanding. Grant Nittmeyer had a really good game. You know, we haven't told the stats yet, but several carries, large average, two touchdowns tonight, a short one about 5 yards, and a hard one of about 45 yards, and he really burned. Hunter Sims did a heck of a job leading on offense. He's a quarterback, second year at quarterback for us, and extremely intelligent, talented kid, and he was offense really, really well. And then also Jake Hall, we've got a big fullback, and He did a good job lead blocking and tough to bring down and ran the ball really well.
Yeah. So who do you guys play next week, and do you know anything about them?
Yeah, we play St. Paul next week, a conference opponent. We did see them in the Jamboree, a week ago. But, I was impressed, with what they're trying to do on offense and defense. And, they're a well-coached football team. I think they're a little young this year. But, they always say your biggest improvement is after week one. So, we better get our heads on a swivel and be ready to play a good football game.
Yeah, that kind of leads into my next question. What do you guys look to do different or improve on for next week?
Essentially winning on third and fourth down. I know we gave up a lot of points. But, look at the first and second down yardage and first and second down points. I don't think we gave up very many. Third and long, fourth and long, Windsor just made some plays, and close plays. Close plays that, mostly big-time athletes make big plays in big moments. And, they just made a few more than we did, But winning better on third and fourth down on defense, I think, is what we need to work on for next week.
Yeah, sounds like a good game plan. And so that should be about it. This is with Chris Connolly, the head coach over at Sweet Springs. Had a tough loss tonight at Windsor. Hopefully you guys go over to St. Paul and get a win next week. Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.